Shalom to all. Today's daf is Baba Basra Daf Ayin Vav. We are starting Ayin Hey Ud Beis about two lines off from the bottom with the words Leimakani Tanoi. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now the Gemara just brought a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel how one is able to make a kinyan on a sfina on a ship that he purchased. Rav holds that he just needs to make a little bit of a mashicha. He pulls it a little bit, that's enough. Where Shmuel holds that he needs to move it completely away from where it is. And we had to use the example of being at the pier in parking spot number one. He needs to move it over to parking spot number two. Now the Gemara brought a brisa regarding kinyanim of animals, which seemed to show that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is actually machlokes Tanoim, but then we conclude that that's not a raya. So Gemara has another attempt. Leimkani Tanoi, let's say machlokes Rav and Shmuel is like the following Tanoim. The Tanoim of Brisa tells us Sfina nikkes b'mashicha. A Sfina is acquired through mashicha. Whereas Rav Nosson says Sfina ve'oisias nikkes b'mashicha u'bishtar. A Sfina and oisias are acquired through mashicha and shtar. Now oisias literally means letters like Aleph Beis Gimel Dalid, but over here refers to shtaris that are being sold. For example, Reuven's owed $100 by Shimon. He could sell or give that shtar of debt to Levi. Rav Nosson's telling us is that a boat and these oisias are only acquired through mashicha and a shtar. It's not enough just to hand it over. A shtar also has to be written to that effect that this thing was given over to the other person. So where Ayin Vav Malfa on top asks, Oisias Madachar Shmayu, who mentioned anything about Oisias? The Tanakhama was talking about a sfina. He didn't say anything about Oisias, and then Rav Nosson comes along talking about Oisias. And the answer is that you're right, we misunderstood. Chasir Mechzer Vachiktani, really there's something missing from the breast, and this is what should be taught. The Tanakhama says, Sfina Nikas b'mashicha, the Oisias b'mesira, a boat is only acquired through mashicha, and Oisias are acquired through mesira. Whereas Rav Nosson comes along to argue and says, Sfina ve'oisias niknes b'mashicha u'bishtar. They're both acquired through mashicha, but they also need a shtar. So the Gemara says, hold on a second, shtar l'sfina l'amali, what do we need a shtar in regards to a boat for? Why do we have to write a shtar that the boat was acquired? Metaltalihi, it's metaltalin. And we know the moment mashicha is done on metaltalin, that's an automatic kinyan. We don't need to have a shtar written to that effect. So what's Rav Nosson saying? The Gemara says, you're right, here's our final understanding, at least for now. Aholav, hachiktani, must be this was being taught. Sfina niknes b'mashicha. The Tanakam is telling us, Sfina niknes b'mashicha, a boat is acquired through Mashicha, the Oisias be Mesira, and Oisias, these stars are acquired just through Mesira. Whereas Rav Nosson says, Sfina be Mashicha, a boat is acquired through Mashicha, the Oisias be Shtar, and Oisias is acquired through a Shtar as well, not only Mashicha, but also a Shtar. Now here's our attempted Raya, Sfina be Mashicha, Hainu Tanakama. By Rav Nosson saying that a Sfina is acquired through Mashicha, that's exactly the same thing as the Tanakama. What's he saying that's different? It must be Ela de Rav Shmuel Kabanayu. The difference between Tanakama and Rav Nosson is the same difference between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel holds that a boat needs to be completely moved away from where it is in order to acquire it, and that's where Tanakama holds as well. Whereas Rav Nosson's come along to comment on the Tanakama, and he's going like Rav, that only a little bit of Mashicha needs to be done and not a full fledged Mashicha. So it seems to be that this Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, is this Machlek is Tanaim, Tanakama and Rav Nosson. Everything more says, Lo, that's not a Raya. Dukule Alma, Ikrav, Ikashmuel. Really, Tanakama and Rav Nosson can both hold either like Rav or like Shmuel. And really, their Machlek is as follows. Ubisfino, Kule Alma, Loi Pligi. In regards to acquiring a ship, no one's arguing. Ki Pligi Ba'isias. The whole Machlek is from Nosson. Tanakama is only in regards to Oisias. This is what Rav Nosson is telling Tanakama. Bisfina vadim adin l'cha. For sure, I agree to you in regards to a boat, and that's why he's repeating what the Tanakama said, that Sfina b'mashicha. But about Oisias, in regards to the shtaras, i'ik a shtar in iloi loi, I'm arguing with the Tanakama, and I'm saying that there's also a shtar written to the fact that there was an acquisition of these Oisias, so then it's valid. And if not, it's not valid. And in this case, if a person only did mashicha on the Oisias, and a shtar was not written about that as well, then he only acquires the piece of paper that he was just Meshech, and he doesn't acquire the debt that's written in the piece of paper. And actually, we'll pull the Tani Tanoi, this Machlokas Tanakama and Rav Nosson is the same Machlokas of the following Tanoim. The Tani of Rice says, Oisias Niknes Mesira Divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Oisias, these stars, are acquired only through Mesira, whereas the Chamim say, Bein Kasav Veloy Masar, Bein Masar Veloy Kasav. It doesn't make a difference if he wrote over a star giving over these Oisias and he didn't do a Mesira, or if he did a Mesira and he didn't write a star. Like on he didn't acquire Ashikh Devi Yimser, there has to be both a Ksiva of a star that these Oisias are being given to the new person, and there has to be an actual mesira of these Oisias themselves, and only then there's a proper kenyan. So I think more asks, according to the second brisa, b'mayu kimta, who are you establishing the Tanakama of the first brisa like? Kerebi, like Rebbe. In other words, the Tanakama of the first brisa and Rebbe of the second brisa are the same exact shita. Well, if that's so, then Sfina Nami tiknu mesira. The Tanakama of the first brisa should also hold that one could do mesira on a boat, and the mashicha doesn't have to be done. The Tanakama, because we have a brisa, Sfina Nikas be mesira divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that one could make a kenyan on a boat through mesira. Say loikana, he's not kind of the boat. Ein vav bez on top, achim shechena, until he does mashicha, oy achis kras makayma, or until where he rents the place where it is, and now that's like his rishos, so his rishos acquires his boat for him because the boat's now in his rishos. As we see clearly from here, the Rebbe holds that mesira is a valid kinyan on a boat. Therefore, going back to the Tanakama of the first brisa, who seems to hold like Rebbe, he should also hold that mesira is a valid kinyan for a boat and not just mashicha. The Gemara says loikash, no problem. One brisa is talking about rishos rabim, one brisa is talking about a simta, which literally means like an alleyway or a little side road. In other words, both brises could actually be Shitas Rebbe, and it's just that the second brisa, where Rebbe says that a boat could be nikna through Mesira, that's talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabim, where Mesira is a proper kinyan, whereas in the first brisa, the Tanna Kamma said that a boat is only acquired through Mashicha, that could also be Rebbe, because that's talking about a Simta, the side alleyway, one is able to do Mashicha, and it's actually a better kinyan than Mesira, and that's all the brises are telling us. So the Gemara asks, Mayu Kimta Lahabas Raisa Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and that which you just explained, the second brisa, as talking about making a kinyan on the boat in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and since Mashicha doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we do Mesira, well, aim a seifa. Take a look at the seifa of the second brisa. V'chamim say, Loikana, he's not kind of the boat. Achim Shechena, really the proper girsa is to add in what they had said before, Ayachi Iskars Makaima, or until he rents the place where the boat is. Well, here's the problem, Vibra Shasar Rabim, if we're talking about the boat being in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Miman Oiger, who exactly is he renting its place from? No one owns the Rosh Hashanah Rabim that you could rent its place in order to acquire the boat that way. And Vesu, furthermore, Mashiach Rosh Hashanah Rabim Mikanya, is one able to do Mashiach Rosh Hashanah Rabim? We just said in our explanation of Rebbe that the reason why he acquires Mesira is because we're in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and Mashiach is not a valid Kenyan in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So how could the Chamim say that he has to do Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah Rabim? For Abayim v'Rava, Dom Chavaya, both Abayim and Rava say, Mesira kind of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Ubachatzar Shein Shal Shneim, Mesira is a valid Kenyan either in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or if this thing that's being acquired is in a Chatzar that doesn't belong to either of them, and Mashiach kind of a Simta, Ubachatzar Shein Shal Shneim, Mashiach is a good Kenyan if it's in a Simta, it's in a side alleyway, in a side street, or in a Chatzar that belongs to both of them, and Vagba kind of a Chom Makim, lifting it up, that's Hagba, that acquires it wherever it is. And so we see very clearly from here that Mashiach is not a valid Kenyan in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So what are the Chum saying in this Brisa, if it's really true that the second Brisa is talking about there in Rosh Hashanah Rabim? So my answer is, my Achim Shechana Nami de Ka'amar, what do the Chum in this Brisa mean when they say he has to do Mashiach? And my Achim Shechana Makayim de Ka'amar, also what do they mean when they say that he has to rent the place where the boat is? Hachikamar, this is what the Chum are saying. Achim Shechana Rosh Hashanah Rabim Masimta. If he wants to acquire this boat, which is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he has to do Mashiach and drag the boat from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim to a Simta. And that's a valid Kenyan. The Mishas Balami, if it happens to be in the Rosh Hashanah of the owner of the boat, so like Kanachiskas Makaima, the guy buying it can't acquire it until he rents the place where it is, because you can't do Mashiach in the Rosh Hashanah of the owner. You'd either have to do Agbah, but since we're talking about a large boat, you can't lift it up, so he would have to rent the place where it is, and only then it's considered his. And so we can still stick with our explanation of the second Brisa, that it's talking about the thing being in a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Gemara continues asking on this explanation of ours, well, if this is so, Lema Abaye v'Rava Dami Ki Rebbe. That seems to be that Abaye and Rava are saying like Rebbe. Again, according to this explanation of the second Brisa, that the Chum hold Mesira is not a valid Kenyan Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Well, we know Abaye and Rava do, and seemingly they're passing like Rebbe. We know anytime we have Machlek as Yachid Rabim, Halacha Karabim, so Halacha should be like the Chachamim. How can Abaye and Rava be passing like Rebbe, not the Chachamim? So Amar Bash Rashi answers that we're really misunderstanding what their Abanan hold. They actually allow Mesira and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. They're just talking about a specific case. Ida Amar Le, if the seller had told the buyer, Lech Chazek Vikani, go make a Chazaka and do a Kenyan, Hachinami, this is so. Meaning Mesira could be done, because all he did was tell him to make a Chazaka, make some sort of Kenyan, and so Mesira would be valid, even according to the Abanan. What's all machlekes over here? Damar leis, where the seller told the buyer, lech meshech v'kani, go make a meshicha and bekain it. Meir sover kepeda, their abundant hold is a kepeda. When the seller told the buyer, lech meshech v'kani, he was telling him, I want you to do meshicha and nothing else other than a meshicha, and therefore we have to have meshicha done. Umar sover, whereas Rebbe holds, meir makom hulai, he's just showing him a place, meaning he's just making a suggestion. If you want, you can make a meshicha, but you don't have to, you can do something else. And that's the only machlekes in this brisa, but again, both Rebbe and their abundant agree the Mesira is a valid kinyan in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And I just continue talking about these Isis. Amar Papa says, Haimandim Zamale Shtarul Chavre, a fellow sold a shtar to his friend, Tachal Michtavle, he has to write the following for him, Kani Hu Vachal Shibud Debe, you acquire it and any Shibud that's in the shtar. And in our example of Reuven being owed $100 by Shimon, that means that when writing a shtar, that Reuven's selling this debt to Levi, he's writing very clearly that you're acquiring the piece of paper and any Shibud, namely the $100, is also included. Amar Vashi Rashi said, Amrisal Shmatza Kamed Rav Kahana, I said this member of Papa in front of Kahana, the Amr saying that I asked him, Time of the Cost of Hachi. It seems to be that the only reason why Levi, the guy who's buying it, acquires the ability to collect this debt of $100 is because that was written very clearly in the shtar that he acquires all the shibudim. But it's mashma that if it wasn't written like that for him, like then he didn't acquire that ability to collect the debt, and all he acquired was the piece of paper. Well, here's my problem, says Ravashi. Does he need this piece of paper in order to wrap it onto his jug? Levi wasn't buying a piece of scrap paper from Reuven. Obviously, if he's buying a shtar halva, the Reuven's able to collect $100 with, he wants to be able to collect that $100 himself. That's where Papa's didn't make sense, that if it wasn't written very clearly that Levi acquires the Shibud in the Shtar as well, that he's actually not going to acquire it and all he gets is a piece of paper. He's not buying the piece of paper. And Ravashi continued saying, Amar Li, Rav Kahana responded to me, in, yes, Lutzer v'Lutzer, to wrap it and to wrap it, meaning your understanding that you're bothered by is 100% correct. If it's not clearly stipulated stipulated in the shtar, the Levi is buying Reuven's shibud that he has, that ability to collect $100, then in actuality, the only thing that's being sold is a piece of paper that all he could use is a scrap to tie around the bottle. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this concept of Isis being sold. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.